desperate moves. "The greatest save I ever saw in hockey," says Plante, waving pages of notes in his trapper hand. The black suit too tight and the tie too narrow, emphasizing an angular face and a startling and elegant sprawl as he tries in his chair to show Ward Cornell just how Sawchuk, flat on his back in a pileup in front, puts a pad high in the air to save the game, as Terry himself turns up. He's come straight from the ice in his gear for a rare interview, easing himself in his leaden pads towards an awkward chair. Cables, tables, precarious lights, disaster, a stumble away. He knows about that. He's careful, too, with Plante's enthusiasm, shrugs off the compliments. The guys were clearing rebounds, the forwards picking up their man. Asked about the save, he looks away. "I stuck up a leg," as if to say, like anyone would. He puts one on the ice. It's in. You know yourself, Jacques, it's better to be lucky than good. Plante resists the cozy acquiescence like a monk. He seems too open, too unguarded for a goalie. The heart of matters is what he wants to wade into, but this is hockey night in English Canada. His catching hand comes up to make a point to ask about the sudden drop in weight, over 200 pounds to 165 in a year, the trade, the brutal Boston press, the train in the night to Detroit. But Terry steers the questions off into a corner. "You do what you have to do. You know I've always admired you, Jacques, down at the other end." Plante sits back, unsatisfied, and Ward murmurs something inert about grit or momentum. You see the goaltenders glance at one another, the only moment in the interview that their eyes meet. The silent exchange is arresting. They know each other's subtlest movements in their sleep, but they're not accustomed to being so close. You wonder what they might have said to one another left alone, but up this close, it's better to keep side on. That's the message from Terry, at least. "So when you saw Keon wide open," says Plante, "what you made was a desperate move." "That's it, Jacques," Sawchuk says, all in one motion, detaching his mic and rising up out of the ill-considered chair. "That's all it was."